The meditation this week has two parts. In the first part, I'm going to explain the incredible and remarkable value of unwinding. The second part of this meditation, I will take you through an experience of unwinding so you can get a sense of what it is all about. You ask then, what in the world is he talking about? What is unwinding? When an individual begins their training in learning how to be a cranial sacral therapist, the first morning there is a skill which is taught. The skill is unwinding. The truth is, anyone can do this skill for themselves. Let me explain first why we need to unwind the tissues in our bodies that get wrapped and tightened and refuse to unwrap and refuse to untighten. Imagine, if you will, that what we're going to do here in the next minute is experience some horrible, frightening, horrendous event. Now, we're obviously not going to actually do this. This is going to all be something that you will imagine. But look in front of you and just imagine that it's Halloween night and something terribly spooky has suddenly jumped right in front of you, and you are only 8 years old. It's a scary image, something you didn't expect to see. So just imagine that you're sitting, you're playing, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden you see in front of you this incredibly spooky image that pops out of nowhere. Now just imagine this is going to happen. I'll count to three and we'll make it happen. And what I would like for you to do is just notice how your body reacts. We all have a response when we're in fear. We tighten up certain muscles. We move in certain ways. I personally always move. I jerk to the right, and I literally look to the right. But everyone has a different way of actually responding. Now, obviously, I don't want you to go into fear, and I don't want you to actually tighten up any muscles. I just want you to recognize what your body does when it goes into fear, and what your body has always done since you were a child when you were confronted with fearful circumstances. So let's go ahead and give this a try so you can just get a sense of the feeling in your body of what you tighten up, what you stretch out when you suddenly confront something you did not expect to confront. So I'll count to three, and on the count of three, again, and just in your imagination, just imagine there's something totally spooky that all of a sudden appears in front of you. You get scared, you're 8 years old, and you suddenly respond. You allow your body to respond. So here goes. It's Halloween night, you're 8 years old, you're ready for anything spooky to happen. We'll count to three now. One, two, three. Let it happen. Let your body respond. The spooky image is in front of you. What does your body do? How do you react? What happens? Just notice. Don't hold it. Just notice what your body did. Tightening of the face, the neck, tightening of a shoulder, one or the other or both, tightening of the buttocks or the thighs, lifting one foot up or another off of the floor, throwing your hands out, saying no, shouting. Everyone has a different response when you're confronted with fear. What I'd like for you to do then is simply acknowledge that you have cultivated your own response to fearful circumstances. Your body reacts typically in about the same way when you confront fear. The reaction is not going to be exaggerated because you're an adult, but your body still reacts in the same way. You still tense up typically the same muscles. These muscles, as it turns out, are the same muscles that tend to remain tense. They remain hardened, so to speak. so that there is no release. In other words, the tissues in your body are in continuous and continual fear. They are always on the alert, looking for something spooky that's going to all of a sudden appear in front of us, just as if it were Halloween night. One of the ways that is used to explain what happens to the tissues is that there is a wet wash rag which is wrenched and then allowed to dry. And just imagine what the image is of a wet wash rag which has been wrenched and tightened and then set aside on the shelf to dry. It's hardened, and of course all of the tissues, all of the cells are literally crunched together. That's what happens to the muscles in the tissues and even the bones in our body. They begin to assume abnormal states and conditions. It becomes normal for the tissues to be crunched up like a wash rag that has hardened and become crusty. The question then turns on, okay, fine, that's why some of the muscles in my body feel like concrete. That's why I'm so stiff. How do you release the tension that has been trapped in those tissues and in that place of your body? What do you do about it? Well, one marvelous alternative, of course, is to go to a therapist who is trained to be able to allow a release of the tension that is held in various places, corners, nooks, and crannies of your physical body. That's a wonderful thing to do, and particularly when you are dealing with a trained and a skilled therapist, wonderful outcomes can result. Muscles that felt like concrete a few weeks ago, if you go to a therapist for several times, can then soften and feel very differently only after several therapies. It is possible, however, and I encourage all to consider an alternative. Something that can be used in conjunction with getting a therapist to help you unwrap and unwind those tissues that have been so constricted as a result of being in fear and being tense, being anxious, and being stressed. This is to learn how to unwind the tension that is present in your body. Again, this is one of the first skills that is taught to cranial sacral therapists, and it is one of the most powerful. It is also relatively easy to learn. I'm going to teach that to you now. First, the idea. The idea is to move in the direction of ease. I'll say that once again. You want to move your body in the direction of ease. What does that mean? Well, if you just think about your wrist, and let's say that your wrist happens to be tightened up and you can't move it in the directions you'd like to move it, you've got a couple of choices. The first choice is you can take your other hand and you can say, my wrist just simply won't move the way I need it to move. My handwriting stinks. I know what I'll do. I'll simply force my wrist to move in the places where it refuses to move. So what you do is you realize that perhaps you can't stretch your wrist to the back very well. So you take your other hand and you press that wrist, into the direction that it refuses to go. In other words, you force it. It's like trying to open up a door and you're forcing the key in the lock. So you push and you push and you push against something that just has incredible resistance. And you say to yourself, yeah, if I just push hard enough, I can push my way through the pain, through the resistance, and finally it will unlock. This is not a good idea, and you probably already realize that. First of all, it's painful. Second of all, it doesn't work. And why doesn't it work? The answer is the body goes into even greater fear. After all, you are pressing against the area in the body that is already tensed up. Tension against tension simply creates more tension. The body goes into more fear. Just place yourself in the positions of the tissues and the muscles that happen to be located where you are doing the forcing. Just imagine you are an entity, a thinking entity that is placed within those tissues. Here's what that entity says. Wait a minute, what is this? What's going on? We've already got a problem here. We've already on alert, and all of a sudden there's something that's coming up against us. All right, everybody, let's now get together and resist because we don't know what this is. This is an unknown force. This looks dangerous. So let's get tense. Let's get ready. Let's make sure to resist whatever is coming at us. Do you see? It's the typical normal defense reaction that we would have if we were an army or a person that's resisting against some kind of invasion. It's natural for the body to do that. That's what the body is supposed to do. Forcing, then, is not a viable solution. The answer, as it turns out, is something that's counterintuitive, but it is something that actually helps the body release the tension that is stored. The answer is that instead of forcing against the places of resistance, you do just the opposite. You take that particular risk in our example, and you allow the risk to move in the directions that it wants to move, the direction of ease, not the direction where there is resistance. If then in the example you have a wrist that is crunched up and locked in some way, you take your other hand, you hold your wrist, and you simply begin to sense, okay, what way can I move this particular wrist in a direction where there is literally no resistance? Where does my wrist want to move in the moment? And then you simply, with your other hand, gently begin to move your wrist in the direction that it wants to move, the direction of ease, in other words. And what direction is that? It's important to have no preconceived idea of what the correct direction is. It doesn't matter. Your body knows what that direction is. So you literally begin to move your wrist in whatever direction is the direction that is the one that creates the least, or if I should also say no resistance whatsoever. Here's what also happens. You begin to move it in a particular direction, and let's say you only get a half an inch movement, and then all of a sudden everything gets a bit stuck. Literally, it won't move anywhere. This particular therapy that you can do for yourself is one where you simply stay in that place. If you're stuck there, then you just literally hold it there. It may take 30 seconds, it may take a minute, you may be there for several minutes or even longer. You literally just hold your wrist until your wrist is ready to move in one direction or another. Perhaps the movement is only a fraction of an inch. Perhaps the movement is an inch or a two. But whatever the direction is, you simply allow the wrist to move in the direction that it wants to move, however quickly or however slowly your wrist wants to go there. Again, no forcing, no preconceived idea of how fast, how slow, how quick it needs to move. You may be holding your wrist for a very long time before it actually agrees to move a fraction of an inch. Your body is doing the work of releasing the tension that is stored in that particular area, and quite frankly, it just may take some time. Trained physical therapist and trained craniosacral therapist do this theory on this particular therapy on people all the time with incredible results. They have no preconceived idea of what's supposed to happen next. That is the simple idea. They are simply trained to be patient and to listen to the body and to not force. It may be that a trained craniosacral therapist then is trying to unwind a wrist and all of a sudden they come up against a resistance, they may have to hold that wrist for 5 minutes or longer before there is any release. They're trained to be patient, to simply stay there and allow the body to literally unwind. The word unwinding, then, is really a perfect descriptor of what happens. Wash rags get wound up. Bodies get wound up with incredible tension that is stored in the tissues. We have wound up areas throughout our body. We're in bodies we can't help but go into fear from the time we are born. The tissues then get crunched up. The fascia, which is that covering on top of our muscles that is just underneath the skin and goes through the organs, on the covering of the organs, also gets crunched up, and that affects all of the energetic distribution throughout the meridians of our body. So unwinding, that's what it's about. You literally want to go in the direction of ease when you unwind anything. Where do you unwind? When do you unwind? How long do you unwind? And the answer to all that is anytime, anywhere, for however long that you have available to do the work. You can do it while standing in a line at a store. You can do it while sitting watching a movie. You can literally do it while taking a walk if you're not trying to unwind your legs, but perhaps you're trying to unwind a wrist. You can do it while sitting, preferably for certain parts of your body, because obviously you don't want to fall. You can do it anytime, anywhere, for any amount of time whatsoever. There is a delicious outcome and a delicious feeling to unwinding when all of a sudden you realize that, oh my heavens, the muscles were like concrete and now they're actually soft. And of course, the other advantage is you can actually move better because you have done the unwinding. To repeat, you can get others to help you unwind, and if you have a spouse, a friend, a caretaker with you, they can obviously do this for you, but you can also unwind yourself. I can also report that when we as therapists actually unwind a particular individual, their bodies can get into the most incredible positions. Legs can be all the way up at their heads. Arms can be all the way down to their feet. Bodies can get really positioned in the strangest places, places where if the person were really trying to move in that place, they couldn't do it. So the body is just able, if you invite it to do so, the body is able to unwind the tension that's stored itself. So it's a magical technique. It's a simple technique. It's one that you can do for yourself at any time, anywhere. It costs nothing. It works. It's effective. And I invite you now to actually do an experience of unwinding in this particular meditation. What we're going to do now, after explaining the idea of unwinding, is to invite you to begin doing some unwinding yourself. To clarify, I'm obviously not going to know what direction your body is going to be in as I talk you through this particular unwinding experience. So this is going to be your own body's response to the invitation that it move in the direction of ease. As a reminder, as you begin to go through this, you may find that as you move in the direction of ease, your body all of a sudden stops and it'll feel like everything is stuck. That is great. That's exactly what needs to happen. So simply stay there. Don't force it. Don't try to move in any particular direction whatsoever. Simply ask the question, what place does my body need to move? And allow your body to move as quickly or as slowly as it needs to move when it is ready to move. If during this next particular exercise you start to move and you can't, don't worry about it. That's still working. You are still unwinding because you're inviting whatever tension might be present in your body in that particular place to release. You may be experiencing tremoring. Your body may be gyrating in particular places. Those are just releases, so those are good things to happen. Typically, we do see lots of tremoring in the unwinding experience. And again, that's just what we call releases. Those are the muscles and the tissues that are releasing the tension that is stored there. Keep in mind that these restrictions have been there for a long time, and so it's going to take a while for these restrictions to be removed. It's a way to release trauma that is trapped at the cellular level. So this particular therapy, this particular technique is called unwinding. You can do it yourself. And during this next few minutes, I'm going to invite you to unwind yourself. So this does not require assistance of anyone else, though I want to remind you that you can invite somebody else to help you unwind, just as a therapist would help you. It's just as powerful, it's just as effective if you do this for yourself. It's particularly helpful if you do this when you are stressed, when you know that the day is not going well, that you're getting more and more anxious and tense and angry, and your level of impatience tends to be skyrocketing. It's a good time to stop and literally begin to unwind the part of your body that you can feel is way too tense to be able to be functional. So settle in. It's best for the exercise I'm going to now lead you through to be seated rather than standing. You can unwind whether you're standing or seated. Of course, if you're standing, it may be much more difficult to unwind a leg, obviously. So in many of the unwinding experiences, it's better to be seated or actually lying down and then go through the unwinding experience that way. What part of your body do you want to actually unwind? Well, typically it's the part that you know is tense and that has muscles that feel like concrete. For the exercise, we're going to focus on unwinding our head. When a therapist does that for a particular client, typically the client is lying down on something like a massage table, and the client will literally hold their head and move the head always in the direction of ease. In other words, in the direction that the head actually wants to move. We're obviously going to do this ourselves, and so we're going to be moving our head again in the direction that our head would like to move. So get set. Get seated and settle in to inviting your body, and in particular the top part of your body, to have an unwinding experience now. Seated then, go ahead and take a breath in and hold that breath for just a couple of seconds and let that air out. Another breath in, hold it for just a couple of seconds, and let that air out. We're going to make a transition now, and our transition moves into a place of no mental thinking whatsoever. The focus and the discipline I invite you to have over the next several minutes is to be focused exclusively on listening to your body, listening to the messages that your body is sending to you, asking, where do I need to move my head now? So go ahead and see what direction your head would like to move. Perhaps up, perhaps down, perhaps to the right, perhaps to the left. Listen to your body and be sensitive to where your head would like to move now. Perhaps there is no clear indication of what way your head would like to move, so just hold in there. Be still. Be steady. And wait for the message of where your head needs to move for itself now in the direction of ease. Movements can be ever so slow, ever so gentle, ever so delicate. The movements can also be as if you were in a dance and your head is dancing, moving sometimes very quickly and sometimes all of a sudden stopping and waiting, as if there were a silent pause in the most magnificent dance of all creation. Moving ever so gently, your head in the direction that it would like to move. It may be now that to move your head where it needs to move, you will need to begin to move your shoulders and the top part of your trunk, swaying perhaps in one direction or another, as you form your own dance of unwinding the tissues that have been crunched and traumatized. Listen to your body now. Where does your body need to move now? Stopping where you need to stop. Pausing if a pause is necessary. Being still when stillness is invited. And sometimes when movements begin in the direction of ease, the head begins to move more quickly, and sometimes it begins to move more slowly. Allow now the entire top of your body, from your shoulders down to your trunk, to move with your head, perhaps rocking, perhaps moving to the front and the back. When you come up against any resistance, stop. Force not. Listening to your body. Asking, what direction does my body need to move now? Invite your body to speak to you now. move in the positions where your body needs to be now. As you may well experience enhanced tremoring, as your body might be rocking and rolling, let it rock and roll. For those tissues are finally able to release and discharge the trauma that has been held for so long. Swaying or moving where swaying or moving is invited, and being still when that is invited. Focus on your body. Focus on what your body is telling you now. Unwind the trauma. Unwind the stress. Unwind the tension. Unwind the sorrow that has been trapped. Release the tears. And that is the simple as well as profound explanation of how unwinding is done anywhere, anytime, for however long you have available. Unwinding can be effective if done for just 30 seconds or a minute. Unwinding can be powerful if done for as long as 10 or 15 minutes. Consider the invitation that when you feel stress in your life, when your body feels as though the muscles have constricted, to unwind that part of your body that is calling out to you and screaming out to you in fear that something else horrible will happen in the next minute. It won't. Your job is to convince those tissues that the trauma has passed, so that all of the tissues can move out of their restricted state into a state of pure relaxation, as you invite joy and harmony and exhilaration and pure fun to immerse into your life. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful time this week unwinding the tissues of your body that have been restricted for way, way too long. Good day.